This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is worried Republican Party infighting in Congress could hurt Ukraine aid and promised to deliver a speech soon to outline why the U.S. needs to continue to support Ukraine in its war with Russia. Asked if he was concerned, Biden said, quote, "It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine." The U.S. House of Representatives remains in historic chaos Wednesday, a day after it booted its speaker out of the job, a first for the House, as infighting in the narrowly divided Republican majority toppled Kevin McCarthy from the position. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Until a new speaker is installed, it's unlikely Congress will take action on bills to fund the government. That legislative halt comes as another government shutdown deadline looms on November 18th. But with Republicans needing a week to choose a new speaker, it would stall talks on government funding. Hard right conservatives like House Representative Matt Gaetz, who called for McCarthy's ouster, were angry over the then speaker's failure to win extra spending cuts in those funding bills.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States conducted a test of its emergency warning system on Wednesday, sending alerts across cell phones, radio, and television to millions of Americans. The emergency system sounded during the White House briefing, interrupting it.
As supporting the brave people of Ukraine to continue that support. It is. Oh, there you go. Okay, thanks everybody. I'm just kidding.
It was the seventh such test of the emergency alert system by the Federal Emergency Management Agency.